بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين، وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. May الله سبحانه وتعالى bless you, especially now that we are into the month of Rajab with the Wiladat of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Which is tomorrow morning, tomorrow for us, but we'll be celebrating it tonight. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about the importance of our impact as a community in Canada. And this is, in a way, a reminder of the theme that I have talked about it many times. But keeping in mind, this is a Good Friday. We normally don't get this audience except for Salatul Eid. And so this is the opportunity I wanted to emphasize this point once more, that Canada is the land of immigrants. Very different from the situation in Europe. You see a very large Muslim minority in Germany, in France, in UK. And in all those countries, the people who are there, they can say, this is our land and you are outsiders. But Canada basically is the land of immigrants. The only people who can truly claim that we are the original inhabitants of this land are the indigenous people, the native, the Indians. And unfortunately, they are going through their own struggle of trying to, you know, gain back their own culture, their identity, their strength in the community, and reclaiming whatever they had in the treaties that they had with the English settlers who came to this part of the world after them. But when we look at the current situation, Muslims also look at Canada as one of the important countries. If they think about migrating to the West, Canada would be among the top list there. And we see, you know, you look at our own community, the Muslims in general here in Canada, that many, many Muslims who have now chosen Canada to be their new home. And it's not only those who came initially as immigrants. Now we have second or third generation Muslims who were either raised here from their childhood or born in Canada. And for them, this is their watan. They don't know of any other place as their own watan. This is their home and native land. And this is where we have to realize that one of the most important, you know, aspects of the Canadian society is its multicultural policy. And that is one of the attractions which is out there for Canada. And when we talk about this multicultural Canada as our home and native land, we as a Muslim community, how do we interact with this land and this country? There are basically two options we have. Number one, isolation and disengagement. Live in, you know, very isolated area with nothing to do with the system here. And this is basically an option where you will see that laws and policies will be made which will have adverse impact on you and your children. Not only that, they can also be a drive, if we are not careful, of diluting the multiculturalism which is there in Canada at the moment. Don't take it for granted. And this is where we have to realize that this option is not really an option for us. And so the other choice is what we call smart engagement. You know, not just saluting and saying yes to the Gora Sahib. You know, Gora Sahib, this for those who don't know Urdu, you know, to the white man. No. Smart engagement means feel proud of this country as your country. You know, have this pride for being the citizen and stand up on an equal basis to engage with the system. And this is where you have to study the political system of Canada, how it works, and how you can engage with the system for the betterment of the country as well as the minorities, especially for the Muslim minority. The ultimate purpose should be what? Political career can be a good career here. But if you're going there from the perspective of Islam, remember, your objective should be very clear. It's not only just gaining a political position in the society, having influence. No, there has to be a clear religious objective. Only then that process becomes permissible for us. And from our point of view, when we look at this issue, the ultimate purpose should be to promote justice in society for all citizens, especially the minorities. After all, we follow the Imam, whose birth anniversary we are going to do tonight, the Imam who has been named by a Christian Lebanese Arab writer as the voice of human justice. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. And so if that is the purpose, that we would like to ensure that justice is maintained for everyone, especially for the minorities because they are a minority, you know, then you are going there with a clear understanding, and religiously that wouldn't be a problem. When I say isolation is not an option, then you will then end up becoming just a spectator. And then you will see that the policies and laws are being made that if you had engaged in that process as a community, you could have changed. But the change can only come when you get into this process of engaging with the system. And I think you had to look at, you know, other minorities around yourself in Canada. And you will see almost all of them, religious and ethnic communities, especially those who are in minorities, they're fully engaged with the system in order to safeguard their own interests locally as well as internationally. And this is where we have to realize, you know, how to approach things so that you can have the betterment for the country as well as the community, and safeguard your interest, you know, locally as well as internationally. What would be the basis of this, you know, idea that I've been promoting for many, many years? That we are allowed to engage and get involved. There is a principle in our Sharia known as Al-Amr bil-Ma'ruf and Al-Nahi anil-Munkar. This is a very important principle in Islam where we have to promote the right and discourage the wrong. We have to promote what is good and discourage people from what is evil. And this is so important that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked the Prophet, أَخْبِرْنِ مَا أَفْضَلَ الْأَعْمَالِ. You know, sometimes these people used to ask questions. They were intelligent fellows. He says, oh, the Prophet, tell me what is the best of deeds? فَقَالَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ. The Prophet said, number one, to have this faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this person says, ثُمَّ مَاذَا. What is after that? And the Prophet says, Silatul Rahim, to maintain the ties with your family members. And then he says, Thumma Madha, and what is after that? And this is where the Prophet says, Al-Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. And then he asks the opposite question, Wa'ayyil A'mal abghadu minha. And what is worst as far as the deeds are concerned? And again, it's the same answer on the flip side of the, you know, answers that the Prophet gave. He says, Ashirk billah. To associate someone in Allah's divinity. Then he says, what is second in worseness? He says, Qati'atul Rahim. To cut off the ties with your family members. Then he says, what is worse after that? He says, Al-Amr bil Munkar wa Nahi anil Ma'ruf. To promote evil and to discourage people from good. You know, about 50 years ago, this was just a theory, but now we see the reality now. You know, that it's not only issue of, you know, not doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, is actually promoting the opposite and discouraging people from doing good. If you look at this sequence of the questions and answers, what you see, three things here. Number one, the Prophet talks about the faith, al-iman billah. Number two, he talks about the family, silat al-rahim. And number three, he talks about the society, al-amr bil ma'ruf and nahi al-munkar. In a way, if we really want to have success as a community, you know, we have to basically, for the sake of our faith and our family, we have to do al-amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Salawat alaik barakat. What is the consequences if we go into isolation and become just, you know, somebody sitting on the side where things are done, which has an impact on you and your family? And for this, you go to Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the will that he, you know, basically issued. This is between the time of Zarbat and Shahadat. And among the things that he said, one of them is very important. He says, وَلَا تَتْرَكُ الْعَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Do not abandon الْعَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and النَّهِيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Because if you do that, what will happen? فَيُوَلُّ عَلَيْكُمُ أَشْرَارُكُمْ. Then the evil ones among you will be imposed on you. Because of your inaction, people will come to power that you will say, oh, what's going on now? Where were you when you could have casted your vote and made a change? This is where the question comes in. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Because you didn't do your part, and then the ashrar, the evil ones, come to rule on you, then you sit down and do dua. فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Imam says, your dua will not be responded to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we have to realize that we cannot be indifferent in face of, you know, the issue of good and evil or justice and injustice. We have to take side. And a Muslim must get involved in whatever way, within the legal parameters of the society, as well as our religious requirements to fulfill this duty. You know, soon, the reason I'm talking about it now is because, you know, provincial elections are coming soon. And this is the time we have to get engaged in exercising our right to cast the vote. We are not here to talk about one party or individuals, no. It's a general statement about exercising that right of as a Muslim community to get involved in it. And alhamdulillah, there is a very good, you know, resource for the Muslims in Canada now, where you can go and find out what are the policies of the parties involved in this election. And even the candidates in your own riding, you can go and find out. They have a website, you know, CanadianMuslimVote.ca. Go there, you will be able to, you know, get more information about the system, and so that when you cast your vote, it is based on informed decision. And this is very important to look at it from that point of view. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the courage to fulfill our duty of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar in its various form and ways, and one of them is engagement with the system here in Canada. In Ahsan al Hadith, Kitab Allah al Aziz, Bismillah ar Rahman ar Rahim, Wal Asr, Innal Insan Allah fi Khusr, Illa Ladin Aman wa Amal al Salihat wa Tawasu bil Haqqi wa Tawasu bil Sabr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العطوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين على سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما صلف من ذنوبكم. We cannot live here in isolation. When you come to realize that there are groups in Canada, although few in numbers, who passionately hate Islam and Muslims. We cannot ignore this reality. There are people here. Not only individuals, sometimes they even collectively form groups. You know, recently you saw must have seen the media reports of a woman, and she's videotaping herself, and it's also seen in the cameras of the mosque there. She claims that she has been visiting the mosques in Mississauga area for over a year to educate people on true face of Islam, and that imams need to be targeted. Now, this word targeted is very dangerous, loaded word here. Then she proceeds in that video to rip pages out of the Quran, calling it a satanic evil book. And then she places those ripped pages of the Quran with her flyer on the cars which were parked there in the parking lot. The reaction to that hate crime was immediate and clear. You know, the police immediately got involved, and there were very supportive statements from other faith leaders in that area, as well as the city's mayor, came out very strongly against racism and bigotry, in that case, which are all good things. But remember, that reaction was clear and immediate only because there is already engagement with the system. Otherwise, that wouldn't have happened. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, hopefully it's just an isolated case. This is just one individual. But believe me, it's not just one individual. There are people in Canada who have those kinds of views about Islam and Muslims. And if we are just silent, if we are inactive, we don't do anything, then you shouldn't be surprised of what happened, for example, in US in the last election. Many people were saying, oh, no, but no, he is not going to be elected. But what happened at the end? And this is where I'm saying, to get involved is very important. You know, otherwise you get into those kind of situations where even this multiculturalism as a policy would be diluted. And this is where we see it's important to get involved, especially in a system which is allowing you. We don't live in, a military regime or dictatorship in that way. You know, they have system and processes, not necessarily Islamic, you know, but they are relatively fair. And to engage in that from the religious point of view is not a problem. Because I hear sometimes, well, religiously it could be a problem. Let me just end with one conversation I had about three years ago in a visit to Najaf. And there were some three, four other ulama who had come from US also. In our meeting with Ayatollah Ishaq Fayyaz, one of the four Maraja in Najaf, it's interesting after sitting there, you know, introductions and, you know, Assalamu alaikum, how are you doing, everything. There was a kind of a silence. So I just to break the ice and kind of have a conversation there, I asked him a question about political engagement in the West. And I said, when young people come to me, especially after the election of Obama in US, they say, is it permissible for us even to stand up for a political position? And my advice has always been, this was before and even now, that get involved, even stand up for positions, but go highest level of advisory capacity. Don't be the decision maker. Because then there are some religious issues which come in. You end up making decisions which might not be in line with the values that we have. But at least be there in an advisory capacity of a minister, for example. So at least you can voice your opinion without saying this is Islamic. You know, so you can have an engagement within your own parameters. It was interesting to see, and that it created a discussion there. The Ayatollah Ishaq Fayyaz, he said, but why not go till the end, till the top? I said, but there could be a problem if you have a minister of health signing, you know, a directive about opening, let's say, abortion clinic. He gave a response I don't want to say publicly. You know, you can come ask me about it later on. But he says, you are not in a Muslim country. It's not an Islamic system. And he said, you know, they can go to the, and actually one of his senior students from Al-Hakim family there, who kind of sided with my caution on this issue against his own teacher. But even he says, no. And then he said, think about the system in America. And, you know, he didn't talk about Canada. How are the decisions made there? It's because of the engagement. And this is where we have to realize that it's not, you know, something when I talk about it, sometimes they say, oh, he's lived very long time in Canada. And so his mentality is now, you know, Canadian or Western. No, I am talking from the religious point of view. And just because I'm absolutely sure about it, I advise that. And so this issue of engagement, there is no, you know, prohibition from our religious point of view. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ma'rifat of knowing what our duty is in this part of the world. And may He always keep us under His safety and protection, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى إمام المتقين وعمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة النساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام وعلى أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان. ما حيا صار البدو والطغيان هادم أبنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فلو البغي والشقاق. صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام. اللهم عجل فرج وسح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.